Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Show the number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. You can join us online anytime you want over at freetalklive.com. Do enjoy the features that we share with you. Once again, that is freetalklive.com. Tonight, it's Ian.
Nobody.
And Chris. So you can bring up anything you want. We got all kinds of things we always bring in to discuss that we think you might find interesting. And this one is back in the news. This is a story that continues to come around again and again, and I'm glad that it does. I mean, I hope it never – I would love to see it never come back, I'm glad it keeps coming up to remind people that this is going on. And what I'm talking about here is the fact that Customs, Border Patrol, CBP as they are called today, they are imaging your devices. That means copying. They're copying your devices at a massive scale, according to a report over at MSN.com. This is something that has happened to me as I was coming back into the United States a few years ago. And it apparently has been happening thousands of times, over 10,000 times, apparently. 37,000, in fact, in the 12 months ending in October of 2021, CBP conducted roughly 37,000 searches of travelers' devices. So we're talking about laptops, we're talking about cell phones, whatever devices you have on you when you're coming back into the United States. They don't do it when you're leaving. It's always when you're coming back.
Now, were some of these actually just searches, or were these all just outright data theft?
Well, they do, I think, all of the above, right? Or they can do all of the
above. I mean,
right.
How is it not a
if
search?
If they image your device, then it's more than a search. It's data theft.
Yeah, definitely more than a search.
Well, I suspect you won't be able to get them on any kind of charges or liability for that theft of that data.
Oh, no. The government is irresponsible for everything that it does.
They would just argue that imaging the device allows them to do a better search, because then they can search later on and they can use forensic technology on it rather than just eyeballing through your pictures or your files or whatever it is that they would do.
And they can search for years later for things that they don't even think are relevant now.
So the story here from Drew Harwell, they say that the government officials are adding data from as many as 10,000 electronic devices each year. Okay, so that's where the 10,000 number came from. To a massive database they've compiled from cell phones, iPads, and computers seized from travelers at the country's airports, seaports, and border crossings. Leaders of Customs and Border Protection told congressional staff in a briefing this summer, the rapid expansion of the database and the ability of 2,700 CBP officers to access it without a warrant, two details not previously known about the database, have raised alarms in Congress about what use the government has made of the information, much of which is captured from people not suspected of any crime. CBP officials told congressional staff the data is maintained for 15 years. Now, the reason why they're going after, they can go after people, even though they aren't suspected of a crime, is simply because CBP would argue, and I guess the courts have backed them on this, they would argue that you don't have rights, even though you're an American or a human being or whatever. But when you're at their border, they say your rights don't apply.
That is not correct, at least not as far as the Supreme Court has said. You have diminished rights at the border, and they will tell you that you have no rights, and that's technically incorrect. And
you don't have a right to privacy, apparently.
So that is sort of effectively what they have ruled the Supreme Court as far as searching you. Now, the question is, does that extend to your computing devices? And the ACL, I believe the ACLU and maybe the EFF have argued otherwise. Yeah. So I don't know where that stands currently, but I know there has been in recent years cases.
Yeah,
in
that I wonder about that because EFF did file a class action suit with a couple dozen defendants, if I recall, or plaintiffs, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know if it was a class action or what it was exactly, but they definitely
multi-party.
They definitely brought something, to the courts, and I don't know
where
how
that sits.
Yeah, I don't know. This is the kind of thing that could take decades, to reach a Supreme Court if it reaches the Supreme Court, and it can often take many, many different circuits ruling on it before it'll reach Supreme Court too. So it could be decades yet still, even though this is kind of the first attempt to kind of, throw that out or at least clarify that it doesn't include your devices.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that would be nice.
Yeah, because at the moment it is what they tell you it is, regardless of what the, actual law is.
The details of the database were revealed Thursday in a letter to CPB Commissioner Chris Magnus from Senator Ron Wyden, who criticized the agency for, quote, allowing indiscriminate rifling through Americans' private records, unquote, and called for stronger privacy protections. The revelations add to new detail to what's known about the expanding ways that federal investigators use technology that many Americans may not understand or consent to. Agents from the FBI and Immigration and Customs Enforcement, another Department of Homeland Security agency, have run facial recognition searches on millions of Americans' driver's license photos. They've tapped private databases of people's financial and utility records to learn where they live, and they've gleaned location data from license plate reader databases that can be used to track where people drive. I mean, we are talking about an Orwellian panopticon that we are basically living in. They know where you are at all times, and they know who you are, and all the technology is in place for this.
And the
they
scary
know
thing,
if you've been sleeping. They know if you're awake.
The scary thing is the government does not make it easy to opt out of either.
Mm-hmm.
There are certain things you can absolutely do, like encrypt your devices when crossing the border, or not even take those devices, or some other things that that are almost impossible to get out of is providing the government your address. Because at least on certain tax forms, you have to give them your physical address under certain circumstances.
They need to know where to go if they want to snatch you up.
Yep. Or if you own a house property, that's also very hard to avoid, informing or ending up in some sort of database with your name attached to it. It's not impossible, but it's difficult.
Mm-hmm.
Some places it might be almost impossible, like New York City, but probably New Hampshire it's a little bit easier because you can set up some LLCs or, some other sorts of entities to, but if you're purchasing a house and you have to have a mortgage in your name, that becomes a problem because then you're in another database.
Right.
So, and you may not be able to purchase a house with a mortgage at that point. So,
and now if you've crossed the border and come back into the United States and they took your phone from you and they took your laptop from you and they went away with it, if you didn't get to see where they went, you better believe they took it into another room where they likely plugged it into one of these, I don't know what you call them, rippers or whatever. They just connect to the device and then just take the entire hard drive,
hard disk imaging devices.
Yeah, image it. That's what they can do. And it can be done relatively quickly.
Yeah, I would imagine it depends on how large the drive is and how fast the drive is, too.
They can also snatch your phone. So let's say you are, you're in a rush, right? Like you want to, get where you're going. That's usually an incentive that people have when they're going through airports and such. They know that you're in a rush, so they know most people are going to consent to the search because ultimately they are, quote-unquote, consenting.
Are they?
To the search. Isn't it
implied consent or something at most?
It's not real consent. But what it is if you refuse the search, they'll take the device and they'll keep it.
Right. So how is that consenting to the search?
Well, it's not really. They do it either way. It's a coerced consent, right? Like if you have an encrypted device and they take that and it's really strong, then maybe they won't ever get to search it, but they get to work on it for as long as they want to.
Sure.
When it's in their possession. And so the incentive that they give people is, hey, look, just let's look through it here and we'll let you go.
Yeah. I mean, effectively, don't let them do it. Don't answer. Don't consent. That's for sure. And certainly don't provide any passwords because you're under no obligation.
If you are going to consent to it, then you must be prepared to lose it. Right. So that means preparing.
That's true.
That means preparing before you go on the trip and making sure you're not taking with you something that you can't lose. Right. Because a lot of people, they get a lot of important data on their phone.
You should have copies of everything,
which would mean
take a burner phone.
Yeah. You can take a phone that doesn't have anything important on it. But then again, somebody would say, look, I'm a business maintenance person, I've got to have my files. Well, maybe put them on some sort of secured cloud or something where you can access them from wherever you're going. Something that's not going to put them in the hands of the bureaucrats when you're crossing the border. There's more coming up here. This is Free Talk.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history. Physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. We're talking about the Border Patrol snatching devices, imaging them, and then presumably giving them back to you as you're coming back into the United States. That is back in the news with the numbers, of course, going up quite a bit over time, according to the EFF in their executive summary on this issue. It was 4,764 devices that were searched at the border in the year of 2015. That jumped up to 23,877 in 2016. Now, I don't have the numbers between those years, but I do have 2021, which is now over 37,000 devices in 1 year's time frame.
Wait, it went from 10,000 to 37,000?
Well, not overnight, but it did go from 4,700 in 2015 to over 23,000 in 2016. So from 1 year to the next, it did jump up by like 20,000 almost.
Wow.
And now it's up to 37,000. So it just keeps on going up.
So it went 5x and then it doubled.
You know, not quite, but it's, you know, it's up a lot. Yep. It's not getting smaller. And you can join the show if you want. Maybe this has happened to you. Maybe you have some suggestions, some advice as to, you know, what should people do to protect themselves? Because some people have to travel internationally for their job or whatever. I mean, obviously, you can just never leave the United States and then you never have to deal with this. But for people that do leave, maybe they're going on a vacation, it could be a real nasty surprise if you're not aware that this thing can happen to you.
Mm-hmm.
And it can happen to you. Don't think for a moment that, oh, well, you know, I don't have anything to hide. I'm a good law-abiding citizen. Well, do you know what all the laws are?
Yeah.
Have you ever read them?
You're breaking them all the time.
Yeah. I suspect you are unaware of most of the laws that you are breaking. And the book? Somebody wrote a book about it, Three Felonies a Day.
Yep.
Written by an attorney, as I understand it. So you can do your research on that if you want to. But the fact is, they're very interested in who you are and what you're doing, and they want to know all about it. And even if you aren't doing something that you consider to be illegal, well, they may consider it to be illegal, mm-hmm. or they may just want to get into your business for whatever reason.
And, you know, an example of something that might seem innocent to you that's actually a federal felony, maybe you used a can of Raid and you didn't hold it exactly 12 inches away from the wall. Well, guess what? You violated the labeling instructions, mm-hmm. and that's a felony.
Yeah.
Yeah, there is a tool that you may be able to use called Onion Share.
Ooh, which, does that have to do with Tor?
Yeah, it's connected. It's, well, I don't want to say it is. It uses Tor, basically, and basically it enables you to share files, even potentially create websites and things of that nature, using Tor. And unlike the cloud, you're in full control of it. So,
meaning you're sharing with your own device somewhere else, meaning that you've got a home computer, say, running this software, and then on your other device, your laptop or your cell phone, you may have an instance of that running, and that allows transfer between them without
exactly. It makes it
an
easy,
intermediary.
It makes it easy to share your files, you know, without having to set up port forwarding or do anything complicated.
Wow.
And
it's using Tor technology.
And it's using Tor. And one of the reasons I bring this up is because normally if you use the cloud, well, guess what? You are also giving the government access to your data.
Sure.
So yes, the cloud can sort of help you, you know, prevent the government from accessing your data potentially at the border,
mm-hmm.
assuming that they don't remotely connect to it. But
not if they send a warrant to whoever the cloud provider is.
Right, but they obviously
have to keep things on the cloud. What you want to do is encrypt them yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Don't trust the provider's encryption. And upload a file that's already encrypted.
That makes sense.
Certainly that would be optimal. But basically, there's two problems. One, it's not a warrant that they would get; it's a subpoena in order to obtain the information. I'm pretty sure on that one. And the other thing is, they don't actually need a subpoena if the provider is willing to give it to the government.
For
they can
free.
Just ask,
yeah.
right?
Right.
And
like
that's
Facebook.
Right. And that's the big problem. It's there's data sharing agreements between large companies. So when you whoever your cloud provider is, there's probably a pretty good chance that they've got some sort of data sharing agreement with the government, and they may not even need a subpoena. Right. So it's a really bad idea to use cloud services. Mm-hmm. You know, especially in theory, it might not be a big problem if it's something like Edge Wallet, where, you know, your private key is stored on the server, but it's encrypted, so the provider, the cloud provider itself can't access it.
Encrypted, I believe, with your username and password.
Yeah, but usually most cloud providers, it's not encrypted like that. So
you can't trust their encryption or whatever.
Right, or it might be encrypted between you and them, but it's unencrypted on their servers, so they can access it.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Or it's usually encrypted until the FBI asks them to, and they put in a completely different version of their client software without letting you know.
That is a risk, and that's one of the reasons why you should look for open source software.
Right.
If the sources are available, then there is less opportunity for the government to, you know, sneak some back door in there.
CPB's inspection of people's phones, laptops, tablets, and other electronic devices as they enter the country has long been a controversial practice. The agency has defended as a low-impact way to pursue possible security threats and determine an individual's, quote, intentions upon entry, unquote, into the United States. But the revelation that thousands of agents have access to a searchable database without public oversight is a new development in what privacy advocates and some lawmakers warn could be an infringement of Americans' Fourth Amendment rights against unreasonable searches and seizures.
Could be.
Yeah. CPB spokesman Lawrence Rusty Payne said in a statement Thursday, the agency conducts border searches of electronic devices in accordance with statutory and regulatory authorities. See, they're just following the law.
You know, it might be one thing to look for some sort of illicit, I don't know, substance or something of that nature, but your data? I mean, that's like a whole nother, you know, level of tyranny there.
The database known as the Automated Targeting System, that sounds friendly, Automated Targeting System, is used to, quote, further review, analyze, and assess information CPB obtained from electronic devices associated with individuals who are of a significant law enforcement, counterterrorism, or national security concern. You know, like those libertarians in New Hampshire.
Or those conservatives that had their, they were targeted by the IRS, I believe it was, during, I forget, one of these regimes.
Well, right now, a lot of the conservatives are being targeted, those who are connected with Trump, for instance.
Yep.
Mike Lindell, the founder of MyPillow, had his phone taken by the FBI just a few days ago.
Facebook also has been searching people's private messages on behalf of the feds.
Yeah, there's there was a gun some sort of was it law, I think it was California passed some sort of gun law which I want to say I don't know some creates some sort of pseudo database, but that's a kind of another example of.
Are you talking about the payments database where
Visa, MasterCard?
Visa, MasterCard.
Yeah, I'm sorry, it wasn't a law. It was a voluntary thing, but yeah, I mean these are all dangers that the government will then use later. Or that's its intended purpose, in fact.
If you want to join the show, you can here. The number is 603-283-6160. Again, if you've got experience with this, maybe you've got an idea on what you can do to prevent. You can't prevent it from happening to you, but to mitigate the damage in these cases, if you want to join the show, the number is 603-283-6160. You can take control of the airwaves here. This is Free Talk Live.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Consumer sentiment is improving slightly. The University of Michigan's early reading for September edged up another point after hitting its all-time low in June. The one-year economic outlook continued its rise from extremely low readings earlier in the summer, but the gains were offset by modest declines in the long-term outlook. The survey noted a high level of consumer uncertainty over inflation, despite the recent drop in energy prices. Elon Musk is accusing Twitter of fraud after he alleges it concealed serious flaws in the social media company's data security. Musk saying this should allow him to end his $44 billion deal to purchase a social media company. One of the most iconic landmarks in California is getting an upgrade. Starting Monday, crews will be painting the Hollywood sign in Los Angeles. This is USA Radio News.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, and you can join the show here. You can dial in at 603-283-6160. We are once again talking about an issue that it doesn't affect everybody. It affects people that do international travel. So whether you're crossing at the Canadian or Mexican border, or whether you are crossing through an airplane.
We say it doesn't affect everybody, but I don't know about that. Because think about it this way. People cross borders all the time, international borders, with, you know, databases, clients, you know, and the government gets those databases, too. They're not just getting, you know, an individual's personal data. They're getting whatever data that individual who's crossing the border has.
Right. So you mean that if you yourself aren't even leaving the country, if someone who has your data is coming back into the U.S., then your data is
free game for the government.
Yeah. Okay. That's a good point. So what we're talking about here is a number, of course, has been going up over time with now roughly 37,000 searches of devices, which is what the Electronic Frontier Foundation has sued the federal government over. And I did just pull up their website a few minutes ago and trying to get it to see if there's any kind of news about it. The last I saw it was a couple of years ago as far as any kind of updates on that case. But they're trying to get something done through the court system, and, of course, that's brutally slow. Meanwhile, they're imaging tens of thousands of people's devices over the years, and not just collecting a solo image and storing it somewhere. They're putting it into a searchable database. And this is the most recent information that has come out about this very recently, according to MSN.com, with, you know, all these devices that they've been searching are now available with a simple tool, apparently, that the bureaucrats can use and, you know, run a search for Chris's name across every single device they've ever confiscated, in theory.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
When asked about the Fourth Amendment implications of this, the Border Patrol said, well, you can fool some of the people all of the time, and you can fool all of the people some of the time, and generally that's sufficient.
They declined, of course, to answer questions about how many Americans' phone records are in the database and how many searches have been run or how long the practice has gone on, saying it has made no additional statistics available, quote, due to law enforcement sensitivities and national security implications, unquote. So we know they have...
They don't want you to know what's happening.
Yeah. We know they have the technology, but they're not talking about how they're using it. A 2018 CPB directive establishing rules for those searches said officers should only retain information relating to immigration, customs, or, quote, other enforcement matters, unquote, unless they have probable cause that could justify saving more of the phone's contents. In the briefing this summer, CPB officials, however, said their default configuration for some of the searches have been to download and retain all contact lists, call logs, and messages, according to the aide for Ron Wyden, who is a senator that revealed this. CPB officials retain people's phone data in a small fraction of searches and only when, quote-unquote, absolutely necessary. You believe that?
Yeah. No, not at all.
Well, I don't think they... I think they generally think it's absolutely necessary
every
to steal
single time,
any
right?
bit of data that they possibly can from
yeah.
you.
Yeah, you cannot believe a word these people say. I mean, all you have to do is go back to the Edward Snowden situation, which, by the way, we're coming up on a decade since Edward Snowden. Next summer, it will be 10 years.
Poor bastard. It's got to suck being stuck in Russia.
Yeah.
Well, I can't imagine it.
It's probably better than being in a cage for the rest of your
life.
Well,
I mean, yeah, given a choice between Russia and a federal prison, yeah. I'd take Russia, but I'd hesitate.
I mean, they're accusing him with offenses that are executable. They'll execute him over, too, potentially, so he might not even be in a cage, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, his
he came back to
it could be
espionage.
Worse.
Same thing. They're accusing Trump.
Julian Assange. Oh, I think you're, well, they haven't yet accused.
They haven't yet, but it looks like that's what they're leading up to, given what they're seeding in the mainstream media.
Well, the theory is that they're going to wait on any charges until after the election.
Mm.
So we'll see how that
the midterm
pans out.
Or the
this one. Yeah, this
okay.
one. Yeah, yeah. Because I think the theory at least is. That if Trump is indicted for these things, it would prevent him from running for president. If he's, I guess if he's convicted.
Would.
If he's convicted.
If he was convicted, yeah. I think it would.
Yeah. What else do we need to know here? So according to the story here at MSN, again, they conducted roughly 37,000 searches of travelers' device in just the year ending in October of 2021. So we don't have the most recent year yet. According to agency data, and more than 179 million people traveled that year through U.S. ports of entry. The agency has not given a precise number of how many of those devices had their contents uploaded to the database for long-term review. The aide at the Wyden office was told 2,700 Department of Homeland Security officials have access to the data. Bowker said the number is incorrect and that 5% of CPB's 60,000 employee operational workforce, or 3,000 officials, is given access. He said those authorized officials are trained, audited, and supervised. Don't worry, they're watching the watchers. You can trust them.
Hmm.
They're going to be totally cool with your data.
These are the guys who have been promoted from the time that they were looking at your naked body scanner picture.
I was going to say, I recall a story about, I think it was TSA officers sharing around naked photos of the, and those photos supposedly weren't, it wasn't even possible, according to them,
right.
of existing because there was no, like, storage or something.
Yeah.
And yet they figured out a way.
Yeah.
They were
maybe they
sure.
have cameras on their phones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The level of data access, they say, is appropriate given the size of the task. Bowker has said no other government agency has direct access to his data, but that officials can request information on a case-by-case basis. And they go on to, you know, make more excuses here. CBP officials have relied on that exception, on an exception here. Courts have granted an exception to border authorities because normally law enforcement would have to show probable cause and get a search warrant before being able to seize and search your phone, which, again, is what happened with Mike Lindell just a few days ago. He was inside the United States. FBI stopped him, issued a warrant, and took his phone from him. So, I mean, it's not that hard to get a judge to say yes to these things.
I mean, the rubber, the warrants are, or warrants and subpoenas, they're basically rubber stamped by a judge. It's not like they decline them. It's basically automatic.
Yeah.
I mean, the idea that it's, you know, they want you to think that, it, like, the law enforcement agency, they want you to think it's really hard to get No, it's not. It's super
simple.
They come,
they ask, they get.
Yeah.
The FISA court has turned down
some of the
one or two out of thousands of requests they have gotten.
Yeah. It was probably one for Epstein.
Yeah. Yeah, basically. You know? One for Epstein and one for that Maxwell woman.
The chick, yeah.
You know.
They've relied on that exception that allows them to search people's devices without a warrant or even suspicion of a crime to support their collection of data from travelers' phones. Senators Wyden and Rand Paul introduced a bill last year that would require border officials to get a warrant before searching a traveler's device. And I suspect that bill went nowhere.
Yeah, definitely not.
CBP directive gives officers the authority to look and scroll through any traveler's device using what's known as a basic search, and any traveler who refuses to unlock their phone for this process can have it confiscated for up to 5 days. Now, that's new to me. I had not heard that there was a 5-day limit on that confiscation.
I don't think there was. Maybe that's new.
Yeah.
That sounds like, I suspect what that is a limit that is imposed on themselves as a reaction to the lawsuit by the EFF. I think it might be something relating to that.
Wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah.
Well, it definitely changes my thinking on how I would react, I think, or it certainly could, in that I might not be willing to be permanently deprived of my device if it has, say, the only copy of my Bitcoin keys, although that's a terrible plan anyway. But for 5 days, I might say, yeah, okay, see if you can break into it for 5 days, you rat bastards.
Well, wouldn't they be able to image the device and then have as much time as they wanted to break into
it? Of course.
You really want to have your device encrypted.
Right. What I want to do is walk through the border with some 28-terabyte drives that are really, really slow.
Like old technology?
Well, they can't be old technology because 28-terabyte drives are, well, I think they go up to 20 terabytes right now, but...
You said 28 terabytes.
Yeah, I'm thinking of 2 14-terabyte drives, but you're going to walk through the border, so they have to copy them and take forever to copy.
Yeah, well, that's one other problem with this. Like, you know you're going to miss your flight if
you
go along with what they want. There's more coming up here. You probably miss it anyway. It's free time.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live, and the phones are open. If you want to join us, the number is 603-283-6160. By the way, Free Talk Live is brought to you by Bitcoin.com. Where you can go to learn about cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash. You just click Get Started at the top of the page at Bitcoin.com. You'll find valuable information there, including videos that you can watch and learn from, get the basics about crypto there. Click Get Started at the top of the page at Bitcoin.com. If you want to get the latest news headlines, just go over to news.bitcoin.com. You can also buy your first cryptocurrency through Bitcoin.com, and there's so many other cool features there. Head over to Bitcoin.com. We're talking about the searches that the federal government gang has been doing at the borders, meaning of people coming back into the United States. Doesn't matter whether or not you're a so-called citizen. They say your right to privacy doesn't exist at the border. And if they want to search your device, they're going to do their best. Now, they want you to consent. They want you to unlock the device. They want you to use the fingerprint. They want you to put the code in and then just hand it over to them so they can do what they call a manual search. The claim here, according to MSN.com...
And just for the record, you should not have fingerprint scanners enabled on your phone because although they cannot torture your password out of you that we know of outside of Guantanamo Bay, they can force you to unlock a device with biometric information.
Yes, they can.
So
I've even heard of a story where they didn't, quote-unquote, force the person, but they went to them while they were asleep in their cell and used their hand while they were sleeping to unlock the device.
I would call that forcing them, but yeah I see what you mean. Yeah.
It's so forced.
No doubt, not in the way you would think.
And if you're using facial recognition, you're screwed. They'll just hold the phone right up in front of your face while you're handcuffed.
Yeah, right.
Take a picture.
Yep. The other thing that you want to make sure you do is you don't just have a PIN on your phone, but you actually have the an actual password.
With letters.
Yeah, letters, numbers, characters, different types of characters. And make sure it's long enough, you know.
Because they can brute force the pin.
Right. If it's, you definitely want it to be more than 12, but something closer to 20 is probably better. And then, of course, if you're about to go across the border, turn your phone off, because it won't necessarily stop them from imaging the phone if it's not off. Encryption only works when it's off.
Right. So. In a 2018 filing, CPB officer said they can access any device, including cases where they have no suspicion the traveler has done anything wrong, and look at anything that would, quote, ordinarily be visible by scrolling through the phone manually. This is what they call the basic search, including contact lists, calendar entries, messages, photos, and videos. If officers have a, quote, reasonable suspicion, unquote, the traveler is breaking the law or poses a national security concern, they can then run an advanced search, connecting the phone to a device that copies its contents. That data is then stored in the automated targeting system database, which CPB officials can search at any time. And that, again, includes phones that are encrypted, because then they can just copy the encrypted data and then work, you know, set their agents to the task of trying to break the encryption. Whether they will be successful or not, you'll never know. They're not going to send you a letter letting you know that they've now got access to your stuff.
No, but I'm sure they'll threaten you saying, well, we broke your encryption in order to get you to confess to something you didn't do.
Yeah, because they can lie to you.
Yeah.
The senior director of the Liberty and National Security Program at the Brennan Center for Justice in New York said the threshold for such searches is so low that the authorities could end up grabbing data from a lot of people in addition to potential bad guys, with some, quote, targeted because they look a certain way or have a certain religion. Or maybe you're traveling from a certain country, for instance.
Oh, yeah.
DHS investigators have increasingly used analytical and machine learning tools to map out relationships and behaviors from vast reserves of phone data, meaning that even people whose phones have not been accessed could get swept up in a database search, which is what you were talking about earlier, Chris. So it doesn't matter if you stay home. If somebody else has any data about you, it's going to get snatched up.
Don't give out your phone number.
Let's see here. It's not just what you say or do that's of interest to DHS. It's what everybody you know says and does. You may become suspicious just because someone you're only tangentially related to says something on your timeline or is in your call log. And when you have 2,700 people having access, you have very little control over the uses to which they put this information. The CPB directive on device searches was issued years after a federal appeals court ruled that a forensic copying of a suspect's hard drive had been, quote, essentially a computer strip search, unquote, and said officials' concerns about crime did, quote, not justify unfettered crime-fighting searches or an unregulated assault on citizens' private information. But what good did that court ruling do? I mean, they said all those things, but they're still doing it. So what's the point? How can anyone expect the courts are going to somehow save us from this?
I have to say, there may be a benefit there if they try to use it against you in court later. But as far as stopping
gathering
it,
info.
Yeah, but as far as stopping it at the border, you're right. It doesn't sound like it stopped.
In a follow-up last year, the Inspector General's office said the agency was continuing to, quote, experience challenges, unquote, in sufficiently managing searches of the phones, and they're working to address the issues. The advanced search program started in 2007 as a project known as Document and Media Exploitation, has now expanded to cover more than 130 ports of entry, according to the Inspector General's office. So they have these devices that can image your phone, it sounds like, at a lot of different places. CBP over the years referred information from people's devices to ICE and local police agencies and the FBI for further investigation. They give travelers a printed document saying the searches are mandatory, but the document doesn't mention the data can be retained for 15 years and that thousands of officials will have access to it. They're also not required to give the document to travelers before the search, meaning that some travelers may not fully understand their rights to refuse the search until after they've handed over their phones. CPB officials didn't say which technology they use to capture data from phones and laptops, but federal documents show the agency has previously used forensic tools made by companies such as Cellebrite and Grayshift to access devices and extract their content.
You know, I think the key thing to remember is you never have to consent, right?
That's right.
You can refuse to consent as long as you don't prevent them from taking something. That's the thing, right?
That's a good point.
They can charge you anytime they want with anything you haven't done. But as far as when it comes to court, you know, if you haven't prevented them from taking your phone, there's not going to be some sort of, I don't know if they would call it disorderly or what, or hindrance of an investigation.
Yeah, obstruction.
Obstruction. Yeah, that's probably what it would be. But they won't be able to stop that more than likely, or use that against you in an obstruction charge as long as you didn't prevent them from taking it. But certainly they can't, refusing to consent, that's never going to be able to be usable against you. In fact, you don't even have to talk to them.
That's true. You really don't.
Yeah.
That's important to remember that. Anytime you're dealing with law enforcement in the United States, you know, you have the right to remain silent. Now, they don't have to tell you that, because remember, there was just a Supreme Court case that repealed the mandatory Miranda rights readings. So they don't have to inform you of your rights unless there's some sort of state law
Invoke. You may lose them, too, if you don't invoke your right to remain silent. Mm-hmm. So that's another thing to remember. Invoke your right to remain silent and ask if you can go. That's the other thing that's important.
Good suggestions. So speaking of suggestions here, the Electronic Frontier Foundation has some suggestions as to, you know, what you could do. You gave a good idea earlier, Chris, of some software called Onion Share that might help people with file storage, leaving your files at home, essentially, and just remote accessing them. And so they give you some advice, some suggestions here. I guess we can call it advice because it's from the lawyers, right? Before your trip, from EFF.org, travelers should decide whether they can reduce the amount of digital information that they carry across the border. For example, they may leave certain devices at home, use temporary devices. So that's what nobody was saying earlier with the, you know, essentially a throwaway phone, something that you're not afraid to lose. Delete content from the devices, which may not always be a perfect solution because they can undelete things.
Yeah, stuff that's deleted isn't really deleted, so just remember that.
Yeah, it's better to not have it there in the first place.
Yeah, your best bet is to take a fresh device across the border, so anything that you've done on it is it doesn't contain any of your information.
Or shift content to the cloud, and again, as you warned earlier, Chris, that is a dangerous move. Far as they can still get to you.
Yeah, I mean,
it just won't be CPB that does.
It's probably a little bit better in that they may not be able to access it at the border.
Yeah.
They may need to get a warrant, possibly, or a subpoena, probably. But they may not. It depends. Again, it depends on the company that you're using for cloud hosting, whether or not they have a policy of just simply handing it over, or whether or not, they require a warrant before they surrender your data.
Travelers should protect the information they do carry over the border. Most importantly, they should use full disk encryption and back up their data somewhere else. Also, shortly before arriving at the border, travelers should power off their devices, which will resist a variety of high-tech attacks against encryption. And you pointed that out.
Good advice. That's what I said earlier.
Travelers should not rely solely on fingerprint locks, which are less secure than passwords. There's a little bit more here that the EFF has to share about what you might want to consider doing if you're going to be doing some international travel in the near future, because this is going on. It's happening, and it's happening to tens of thousands of people every single year, and there's no reason why you won't be next. The number is 603-283-6160. You can join us here. This is Free Talk Live.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.